Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Michael Stollard back on the show. Michael is the founder of E Pluribus Partners. He's the author of Fired Up or Burned Out. He's the guy who's been helping us understand how to communicate better with our with everyone in our communities, our tight little communities in our businesses, our expanded communities with our vendors and customers and other stakeholders, and he's been helping us do this for a long time. He's our good friend Michael Stollard. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Jim. How you doing?
Doing great. It's good to have you back. Hey, Michael, I know you've been thinking a lot about and writing about stress lately, and that's the topic that most small business owners are hearing me say that right now, and they're saying, well, I don't have to listen to that. I know all about stress. But you got a different, little bit of a different angle. You actually say that there's good and bad about stress.
Well, there is, and you know, I'm glad your introductory comment there, Jim, that most business owners know about stress. What they may not know is that we have an abundance of research that says your employees feel and experience more stress than you do.
Wow,
that is actually true. That goes
That's going to be hard to take. Because they're not making
absolutely
payroll.
Absolutely true.
They're not making payroll.
Yeah.
Four times a month.
And there's certainly stress to that too. And I think if your business is going through tough times, then you know that may not be true. But during normal times,
we don't use that word. Michael, I don't mean to be picky with you, but we don't use that word normal around here. There's nothing normal about around here or a small business either. Go ahead. I'm teasing.
Well, so now what we've seen is, and we have very objective measures. Research that's been done shows that employees and the reason they feel greater stress is when they don't feel they have a sense of control. You know, they're expected to perform, but if they feel like they can't perform well, or they're not really in the loop and not feeling connected to the boss, then they experience stress. And you see it in terms of just levels of cortisol in the bloodstream, which is an objective measure of stress, reports of of anxiety. You see it in those. And we also see it in just cardiovascular health. People who are non-leaders have poorer cardiovascular health and lower lifespans.
Really?
Than people.
Say
who
that.
Are,
now,
yes,
say,
absolutely.
Say that again. Go back over that.
People who leaders versus non-leaders. Non-leaders have poorer health.
Huh.
They have higher stress in terms of cortisol in the bloodstream. They have lower lifespans. In fact, if you want to see a special, there's a National Geographic did a really nice 1-hour special on it that you can find online. It's called Killer Stress. National Geographic. If you Google that, it'll come up, and you can watch it.
Huh? So tell me, how do you define a leader from that standpoint?
Well, it's the person who has most power and control in the business in terms of decision making. And if it's the owner, it's going to be that individual is going to have the most power and control.
Right. But you can be an employee and be a leader.
Yeah, absolutely. If you have
you're not saying that employees, because you're an employee and you're not the leader, that you're going to have a shorter lifespan.
Well, another way to say it, Jim, that might be helpful is the more power, control, influence, and status or prestige you have in your business,
right,
the better your health is going to be from a stress standpoint.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Boy, I tell you what, I know a lot of small business owners who are feeling pretty stressful right now, and they're questioning that right now.
Well, have them watch that. It's an hour special.
Very
I think they'll be fascinated by it. And you know what? There's an easy way to really create a culture in your business, a work environment that maximizes challenge stress and minimizes this killer stress.
You go tell us about that, right?
Well, killer stress comes about when people feel they have a lack of knowledge about the vision where the business is going, when they are not feeling
and their place in the future.
Yes, and their place in it. That they are not feeling valued as a person, that people are indifferent to them,
right?
And that they don't have a voice. It doesn't mean they have to have a vote.
I remember those days. I remember being an employee and wondering what was going on behind those doors.
Mm-hmm.
The manager, the owner, whatever was behind the door. I knew they were making decisions about the future of the company, and I didn't know whether I was going to be part of that or not.
Yeah, that you felt some stress from that.
I felt a lot of stress from that. Hold on to that thought, Michael. We're going to come back and talk about some stress, maybe even some good stress, after these messages with our good friend Michael Stollard. He's the author of Fired Up or Burned Out. Stay with us.
Friends of mine say I'll move to New York. Well, New York's fine.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.